12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
Summertime in northern Michigan.
Indeed it is. It is summertime in Michigan. Nick Mirvan on the line on the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline from Pure Michigan. How you doing, Nick?
Doing wonderful. Listening to the Goodbye to You. That brings back some MTV memories. That was one of the big tunes back in the day.
I know it was. Patti Smyth, Goodbye to You. You're going to see the Psychedelic Furs on Sunday at Frederick Meyer Gardens, the summer concert series. I know so many people that were out at Winona last night, and then they have that Tuesday summer concert series. It's been a great summer for concerts, so I will look for you on Sunday, all right? I'll text
it's
you.
It's one of the great ways to enjoy live music here in West Michigan. So many different awesome venues, so many awesome concerts this summer. But Meyer Gardens, great setting there where you can enjoy the really the beautiful surroundings as well as see some great live music. Really looking forward to it.
I know, and I'm looking forward to festival season because there is so much happening this weekend. I actually have to like write down what I want to do because there's not enough time to do it all.
Yeah, I think festival season is in full swing. There's so many different things happening all around the state, and we were talking briefly by email. There's a couple of different things happening in the Lakeshore areas this weekend that really are focused around the arts. And one event, the Shoreline Theater Fest, I thought was really unique, where during the same time frame as the Lakeshore Art Festival up in downtown Muskegon, the inaugural Shoreline Theater Fest debuts with all kinds of interesting performing arts happening there in downtown Muskegon. They've got some beautiful venues in downtown Muskegon as well. But then becomes the entire downtown becomes a stage, activating two locations with non-Scott arts performing. This should be a really fun activity.
I'm so excited. And I know some of the people that are involved in the Shoreline Theater Fest, and they are amazing people. And, you know, Muskegon used to be, Bluffton and Muskegon by the lake used to be an actor's colony. There was a lot of theater in Muskegon. Buster Keaton had, you know, he stayed out in Bluffton.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and who knows, you know, maybe in 10 years, like, you know, Muskegon will become an actor's colony again. I don't know, but I'm really excited for that Shoreline Theater Festival, and all the details are on our website. Have you been to the Grand Haven Art Festival before?
I have not attended the Grand Haven Art Festival. There's art festivals in Michigan are a wonderful tradition. Obviously, one of the headliners is the Ann Arbor Art Festival. It's a major event each year. I lived in Traverse City for a while. The Sutton's Bay Art Festival was also always a big draw. But Grand Haven was known for its beautiful waterfront and downtown district, with the entire downtown becoming a large art gallery, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Along Washington Street. I can't imagine what it's like down there. We would love to come over and check that one out, too.
It's awesome. It's just so awesome. There are just so many people everywhere. You've got Soccer in the Sand out at the State Park as well, and then, of course, the Lakeshore Art Festival, and then the National Cherry Festival in Traverse City. That's on Saturday. Where did the time go?
Well, another signature event, the National Cherry Festival. They have their air shows that happens on Saturday and Sunday. It is kind of hard to believe we're talking about that in 2 days, the National Cherry Festival starts. I thought it was Memorial Day weekend, like 3 days ago.
I know.
And here we are. So, yeah, looking forward to that. The National Cherry Festival, that's one I've grown up with. And my dad, my parents are from Traverse City. My dad was a Cherry Festival parade prince
back in the 50s.
Yeah, they have each elementary school within the city limits has a prince and princess in their my dad was the prince, and they ride along in a convertible in the parade and everything. So we've always grown up with the Cherry Festival and looking forward to getting up there this weekend for that too.
Yeah, you have a great weekend. And you know, it's funny, you'll see people that, you know, people will come to downtown Grand Haven and they'll just set up their chair and they'll bring a book and maybe like a sack lunch and they'll sit there for 3 hours and just watch the world go by. That's something fun to do too. That is as pure Michigan as you can get, don't you think?
That's the idea of just being part of the atmosphere, part of the entire event. And what's happening there is just to be there and be with the community. I'm sure you'll be bumping into people you know.
Oh, yeah.
People. It's a great way to do it.
It is. You have a great weekend. I will text you Sunday and find out where you and your lovely lady are, and we'll hook up at Psychedelic Furs at Meyer Gardens, okay?
That sounds great. Looking forward to it.
All right. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much. That is Nick.